The Gemara in the Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph quotes the Machlokes of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua about what happened in which month, in Tishrei or in Nisan. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Oyvim Menayin, Shavit Tishrei no du ha'avos. How do you know that in Tishrei is when the avos were born? Shanaav Yikahalu al Melech Shloima, Kolish Yisrael, B'yerech Ha'isonim, that all of Klal Yisrael gathered, Shlomo Melech, they all gathered by Shlomo Melech in the month of Yerech HaSodom, B'chag U'chodesh HaShvi'i. The Pasuk calls the seventh month, the month of Tishrei, for as it's clear in the Torah, no matter what, we always consider Nisan the first month, as it says in the Torah, HaChodesh Lechem, HaChodesh Lechem, Rosh Chodashim. So the seventh month, which is Nisan, Tishrei, is called Yerech HaSonim. Why is it called Yerech HaSonim? Yerech Shenolda by HaSoni Olam. It's the month in which the strong people, the people who are the strength of the world, were born. Ask Gemara, my mashma, the high Eson, listener to the Kifahu, where do we see that the word Eson represents strength? K'niksev answers the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Eson Moshevecha. Your place where you live is strong. So we see that the word Esav is strong. Omer, and the Gemara continues, how we know that Eson refers to the Avos? Because the Pasuk says in Micha, Shimu Harim Misriv Hashem, Veheisonim Moizei Aretz. So the Esonim are considered the foundation of the world, and the Avos are certainly considered the foundation of the world, the Harma foundation of the world, and the Avos are compared to that. Vayomer, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Kol Doidi Hinei Zebo Medalik Al Harim Mekapis Al Gvarim Al Gvosh Medalik Al Harim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim earlier, B'schus HaAvos Mekapis Al Gvosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Mashiach B'schus HaImos. So we see that the Avos and Imos are called Harim, and Harim are called Esonim. The Gemara brings the other opinion. Reb Shua Yom Menayin, Shem Nisan Aldo Avos. How do we know that it was in Nisan when the Avos were born? Shnem Avihi Bishmanim Shona, Vaba Mei Shona, Letzes Bnei Yisom Eretz Mitzrayim. It was in the 480th year after Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Bishona Harvias, B'chodesh Ziv, on the fourth year of Shlomo HaMelech's rule in Chodesh Ziv. B'yerech Shenold by Zivsoni Olam, the month in which the people who shine were born. Of course, the Rishonim ask a very important question. If Rabbi Yeshua is trying to prove that the Avos were born in Nisan, how do we bring a pasuk which refers to Iyar? So the Mefarshim give a number of answers. Rashi says, what the pasuk is saying is that when the month of Iyar came, the Avos were already born. That means, when were they born? In the month of Nisan. And to expound on that pshat, because even if they were born in Nisan, they probably weren't born in the entire at the beginning of the month. Certainly we know Yitzchak, as the Gemara says, was born on Pesach. So what the Gemara means to say is that the first calendar month in which the Avos were here for the duration of the month is Iyar. How could that be? If they were born in Nisan. Another pshat that Rashi brings is, we know that not at all times does the lunar year and the solar year completely synchronize. And we know that there's four seasons. Tekufas Nisan represents the spring season. And sometimes the spring season, the Tekufas Nisan, begins in Ir. And this will be very important as we learn the Gemara further. V'idach Nami asked the Gemara, but doesn't Rabbi Shua agree to the pasuk that we just learned of B'yerech HaSonim? Answers the Gemara, Hostam, what that pasuk means to say is the takif b'mitzvahs. It's a month that's strong because all the many mitzvahs that we have to fulfill in the month of Tishrei, or Shoshana, Yom Kippur, or Sukkot. V'idach Nami asked the Gemara, what does Rabbi Lezer do with the pasuk Chodiziv? That seems to indicate that that's when the Ovis were born. Answers the Gemara, Hahu this be Zivil Alani. That's coming to teach us a different din. That is the time of the year where the trees, so to speak, shine. Kram Rav Yehuda, Haiman the Nofik b'yom Nisan, if somebody goes out during the days of Nisan, v'chazi lana de malavlevei, and he sees trees blossoming, Oymer he makes a bracha, bracha to Hashem alakena melcha oylam, shlachisa mei oloy mei klum, ubara by b'riya is toivis, v'ilana is toivis, l'snos b'am b'nei adam, the people should enjoy. So the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Lezer learns from this pasuk a very important halacha, the halacha of birchas hilonis, that one has to make a birchas hilonis as the trees begin to blossom, which of course is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Chav Vav, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. If somebody goes out in the days of Nisan, v'roi ilonis shemitzim perach, and he sees trees blossoming, oy mebarcha to Hashem alkerem alch olam shechaloi chisa ba'olam eklum uvara ba briyos tayves v'ilonis tayves lihanes ben bnei adam. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, ve'ena mevarch elapam achas b'chol shana v'shana. Shulchan Aruch says a very big chiddush. Shulchan Aruch says that unlike any other bracha, this bracha is only made once a year. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'micha levarich ad ach shegidla aperis, if you delayed in making the bracha until after the peris already were, the fruit already emerged, levarich oid, it's too late to make the bracha. And as the Paiskim point out, this is an extremely important bracha. As the Mefarshim, as the Paiskim say, that normally, as we look in the Shulchan Aruch here, in Simen Reish Chavav, the Shulchan Aruch discusses many, not just in Reish Chavav, in the Simonim around this Simen, the Shulchan Aruch discusses many brachas that are Birchas Ariyah, Birchas Ashvach, that we make a bracha under certain circumstances. But if we look at all those brachas, we'll see that those brachas are all made when the occasion comes up. There's no specific reason for one to go out of his way to try to make this bracha. The bracha, Birchas Hilonis, the Paiskim say, is a bracha that the Paiskim say one should go out of his way to try to make the bracha. And in fact, I saw from the Sefer Halicha Shloima, says that if Shloima Zalman Orbach was very careful to make this bracha, and not only was he very careful to make this bracha, he once said that from when he was bar mitzvah, he does not recall ever missing making this bracha, because it was such an important bracha. I saw that the Kaf HaChaim says that if somebody makes this bracha, on him goes the pasuk, Re'ech b'ni, k're'ech ha'soda shabirch ha'ashem, v'yitim l'cha l'kim, Mitala Shamayim Mishmani Aretz. Making this bracha is a skula for having panasa. The nusach of the bracha is as we just learned in the Gemara, Baruch Ata Hashem al Kenem Melech Olam, Shlachisa by Lama Klum, Ubara by Briois Toivois, Vilanis Toivis, Lisnas ben Bnei Adam. Lisnas by Adam is that people should have enjoyment. I did see that there is a pshat that says that lisnas here means tanai, from a condition, that a person should recognize that a Kodesh Baruch Hu promised us that he's going to make Tchias HaMeisim. And how do we recognize that indeed there will be Tchias HaMeisim? The way one can recognize that there will be Tchias HaMeisim is by looking at the trees, how as the winter passes, as the winter begins, the trees lose their leaves, they don't give out their fruit. And then every year, as the spring begins, the fruits begin to blossom. It gives us chizuk to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will recreate us also with Chiyas HaMeisim. The Miches Yitzchak makes it very clear. This is in a tshuva, at the end of a tshuva, in Chelik Yud Simen Tazayin. The one should be very careful to say the Nusach HaBracha as is stated here in the Gemara, and one should not make up his own Nuschos. As we begin our Shiurim on Birchas Ilanos, I think it's very important to learn what the Aruch HaShulchan says here in Sif Aleph. The entire Aruch HaShulchan on this simen is two seifim. But the Aruch HaShulchan says here, Hayoytz v'yomi nisim. If somebody goes out in the days of Nisan, v'roi lonishim etzim perek, and he sees trees that are giving blossom, Amar Baruch Ata Hashem al-Kenem al-Kh Olam, Shlachisa b'Olam ha'Klum, Uvar b'Bri is Tavis v'Lanis Tavis l'Hanis ben b'nei Adam. A person continues the Aruch HaShulchan. Klaimish noisim v'shemef ha'idol Hashem Yisbarach. He gives thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shabar b'Shvil Adam that he created for people afilu dvarim she'en ben mechrechis. Things that are not necessary l'chai Adam. Can my Prius ha'ilonis. One can live without having these delicious fruit. L'kein, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Eim avarchim brachas zu az roim v'yirakas. You don't make a bracha on grass, on vegetables. They're more necessary for our life. The loy can appears. Fruit is different. On varach, b'shas apricha, continues the Aruch HaShulchan, the time to make the bracha is when the fruits are blossoming. Does nikush yitzeyu peris, that's when that recognition comes. Uvedin Hussein, who says the Aruch HaShulchan, ain't a benissin. It's not necessary in Nisan. Ela be'ir. It could be an ear. Or tchilas sivan. Ve'en anu mevarchim. Ve'en brachazu el pamachs b'shan. Vaz anu mevarchim. When the trees begin to blossom, that's when we make the bracha. Ve'en brachazu el pamachs b'shanam. This bracha is only made once a year. Afilu roi ilonas acheris. Even if you'll see a different tree than the tree that you made the bracha on. The bracha zu bracha shalaydo klolius. It's a bracha of general thanksgiving. Al chazdoi v'tuvi is baruch. V'al v'anizav bracha zu says Aruch HaShulchan as well. All of nemar rei reich b'nei reich asodah asher birch Hashem. So now that we've established how important it is to make this bracha, the question is: the Gemara, as we just learned, the Shulchan Aruch, as we just learned, says, Hayoytze b'yomei Nisan. If somebody goes out in the days of Nisan, so Posh Pshat, the Gemara is teaching us, that the time for making the Birchas Ilanos is in the days of Nisan. And in fact, the Kav Chaim says that L'chatchila, the bracha should be made in the days of Nisan. And in fact, he says that if you missed making the bracha in Chodesh Nissan, if you're going to make it later, you can't make it with Shema Malchus. The Chasam Sofer quotes his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, who said that when it says here that you have to make it in Nisan, it doesn't mean the month of Nisan. It means the season of Nisan. That means you have to make the bracha while it's still the spring season. That is, however, most Paiskim are of the opinion that the Birchas Heilonis can be made even later. And if somebody didn't make the bracha in Nisan, he can make it later as long as the tree is still blossoming. There are many different explanations how we get to this psak. But the most fundamental explanation is very connected to what we're learning in our Gemara. Because our Gemara, the Gemara said, just right before this piece of Gemara, as we learned this at the beginning of the Shir, the Gemara said that the Gemara wanted to prove, Rabbi Yeshua wanted to prove that Nisan is the month where Elvis were born. And he said, and he quoted a pasuk that says it was Chodesh Ziv. And we asked immediately, that's very difficult to understand this Gemara. We're trying to prove, Rabbi Yeshua is trying to prove that they were born in Nisan, and he brings a pasuk by Chodesh Ziv, which is Chodesh Iyar. And we answered that Ziv means not necessarily Nisan, not necessarily Iyar. It means the Nisan, the time of the spring, means spring. And therefore it could be just as much Nisan, the pasuk could just as much be a Raya, that they were born in Nisan, as a Raya that they were born in Iyar. But what do we see from this? What we see from this, point out the Paiskim, is that our Gemara is the Gemara that teaches us that Nisan doesn't necessarily mean Nisan. Nisan could be, an Iyar doesn't necessarily mean Iyar. We follow the seasons. If that's the case, similarly, when we speak about the Birchas Heilonis, even though the Gemara says Hayotzei B'yomei Nisan, it doesn't necessarily mean Nisan, it can mean another time as well. On the other, and then I saw a tshuva, and that's why this halacha doesn't necessarily mean Nisan. And then I saw a tshuva from the Har Tzvi in Oruch Chaim Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Yudches that also discusses the Shaila, and he also says that he quotes this pshat that I just said from the Rishonim. He says that maybe this raya is not the strongest raya, but he brings a different raya. He says, what would be the halacha if someone lives on the other side of the equator, where it's summer, where the seasons are just the opposite of our seasons? What do you do? He says, no one would suggest that he makes the bracha Heilonis strictly in Nisan. He wouldn't find a blossoming tree at that time of the year. So, just like Shabbos, you follow the Zman of Shabbos according to the Zman where you are, not according to the Zman where it is in Eretz Yisrael. Similarly by trees. So what do we see from here? That everybody who makes the bracha, this bracha, follows the time of the year when the trees blossom. And if you live in a place where it blossoms a different time of the year, so therefore the halacha is you make the bracha then, even though it's not the days of Nisan. Although, if that's the correct halachic approach, ask the Paiskim. So if so, what would be the halacha if you have a tree? The example that the Paiskim use is the almond tree, where apparently almonds blossom very early. They blossom in Adar. So the halacha ought to be that already in Adar you should have to make the bracha. But we know that l'chatchila, no one suggests that you should make it in Adar. So to that question, the Paiskim say that you can't, that Chazal wanted us to make the bracha in a time when most trees are blossoming. And even though the almonds already blossom in, even though the almonds already blossom earlier, since they're not the main trees, that most trees don't yet blossom, we want to wait until those trees blossom. The Shailos HaTshuvos B'Tzel HaChochmah in Chelek Vav Simen Lamed Vav quotes, says that all the Paiskim that we typically follow in Halacha, the Chai Adam, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Brura, the Aruch HaShulchan, all hold that you can make the bracha even if it's not Nisan. And since you can make the bracha even if it's not Nisan, the halacha is that one does not have to make the bracha strictly in Nisan. And if for whatever reason, certainly the Paiskim seem to be in agreement that if it's a year where if you live in a place where the trees didn't blossom, certainly you could wait to make, so you have no choice but to make the bracha later. But even if you live in a place where the trees have already blossomed, the halacha is that you can make the bracha in that month. But as we said and repeat, that it's only if the trees have, if it's still only blossoming. Once the trees have already emerged, once the fruit has already emerged, then the halacha is it's too late to make the bracha. Rav Avadi Yosef also discusses this shaila in Shailos HaTshuvos Yechav Adas Chelek Aleph Simon Aleph, the very first tshuva at the Sfarim. He says, and he also says, that even though the Gemara uses the words Nisan, it's Nav Dafka, and the halacha is that even though the Mekubalim felt it's a very strong reason to make the bracha in Nisan, it's connected to Neshamas having their tikkun. Still, we know that the Mishnah Brura says that whenever we have a dispute between the halacha, wherever we have a dispute between the halacha and the Kabbalah, we follow the opinion of halacha. So here too, since, as we've been learning, the Paiskim Paskin that you should make the bracha even if it's not Nisan, the halacha is that one can make the bracha after Nisan if he didn't make it during the month of Nisan.